Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Christy Lemire and Tim Cogshell. We begin with writer-director Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. Tim?
You know, it's kind of a cliche to call something a love letter to. This is, in fact, a love letter to Hollywood, but it's a love letter written by Quentin Tarantino. So, you know, if you never received one of those before, it's a special kind of thing, and this is a special kind of movie. I thoroughly enjoyed all 2 hours and almost, 40 minutes of it? Thoroughly enjoyed it, including that last scene. Christy?
Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt have tremendous chemistry, and it's like deeply steeped in period detail in all the ways you expect from Tarantino. It's warm and it's affectionate and funny. I'm not sure how I feel about the ending.
How do you feel about Brad Pitt taking his shirt off?
Great. Let's do it again.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is in wide release, rated R. Skin tells the story of a white supremacist looking to reform Jamie Bell and Danielle McDonald star Guy Nativ, the writer-director. Christy?
Jamie Bell is unrecognizable almost in this role. He really bulks up to play this white supremacist leader who is trying to escape the life and get rid of his tattoos and start over. The performances are chilling from Bill Camp and Vera Farmiga as the gang leaders. A lot of powerful stuff going on here.
Yeah, very powerful. A bit repetitive. The same thing sort of happens over and over again in the movie, but that's the way it sort of happened.
Skin is the film rated R at Lemley's Royal Theater in West L.A. The Macedonian documentary of beekeeping, Honeyland, is unrated. It's directed by Tamara Kotevska and Lujimor Stefanov. Christy.
One of the best movies of the year. It is beautifully photographed, intimate, warm, like a neoclassicist drama. There's so much going on here. It's so rich. It doesn't sound like a very sexy topic, Macedonian beekeepers, but it's exciting.
Yeah, and the woman at the center of it is just this absolute character. She's fantastic to watch. The movie is beautiful, too. They shoot across all four seasons in Macedonia, including a brutal, brutal winter. There's a moment of happenstance in this film. When a family moves in next door. The documentarians did not know this was going to happen, and this rowdy, crazy family that moves in next door, they make this movie.
Boy, did they end up with a movie. Honeyland is the documentary, unrated, Lemley's Royal in West L.A. And finally, the documentary Mike Wallace is Here, about the longtime CBS newsman, Christy.
There's a wealth of archival footage here, his interviews with a wide array of famous people, world leaders. It's exciting. It's also pretty candid about who he really was.
Yeah, quite revealing, actually. I know that I'm very glad that he was not my father.
Mike Wallace is Here is directed by Avi Belkin, rated PG-13. It's at the Landmark Theater in West Los Angeles. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to join us Saturday night at 7 o'clock for our next Film Week screening. It's Boogie Nights Theater at Ace Hotel. Tickets at kpcc.org/in-person. We'll see you there.